Good Monday morning. Welcome to the Monday devotion, encouragement, and prayer from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent some time with God and continue to spend time with God, I'm in the devotional journal, Living Free. And today's topic is living free to share the good news. As you read the Gospels and the accounts of Jesus, as people interacted with Jesus, as he impacted their lives in positive ways, it seemed it was impossible for them to remain silent. Even the ones that Jesus would tell, "Don't tell anybody what I did. Don't tell anybody about this." They just couldn't seem to help themselves. They had to go out and tell someone the good news of what Jesus had done in their life. And as we gaze into the perfect law of God's Word, which gives us freedom, one of the freedoms we have is the freedom to share the good news of what Jesus has done in our life. So many times, and I write in the devotional, that I think we make this sharing about Jesus way too complicated, when really it's simply a matter of telling others the good news. If Jesus has done something good in your life, it shouldn't be that difficult to tell it. I imagine there's a list of friends or people or acquaintances of yours that when something incredible happens in your life that you simply cannot wait to tell. Birth of a child or grandchild. A new puppy coming into your home and your life. A raise at work. Unexpected money coming your way. And that one you might not tell a whole lot of people, because it seems that when you do, everybody wants some. But even when you know that it's might not have the results that you want, when good things happen, we have a natural tendency to want to share that. And obviously there's a balance with the stuff of life that happens to where it's not we're going around bragging and making ourselves to be out better than everybody else. It's like the stories that David Honeycutt shared in the messages these last few weeks about lost things being found. The lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. When that which was lost was found, there was a rejoicing, there was a desire to tell everyone. It wasn't a simple, "Oh, I'm so happy, I'm going to rejoice and be by myself." It was a calling of the neighbors. It was a rejoicing with others. It was that desire that everyone would share in their happiness. Living free to share the good news says, "I am so excited, I am so transformed by what Jesus has done in my life that I want everyone to share in this happiness that I have." It doesn't require a degree. It doesn't require money. It doesn't require an occupation. It doesn't require anything from you except an obedience to the freedom that you have, an awareness of what God has done in your life, and perhaps a compassion on others. A concern, a caring that you want them to experience the great joy that you've received, the peace that has come into your life. I've had this happen twice that I'm aware of vividly in my mind, where I've lost keys. Not a set of keys, but a single key. And once was 20-some years ago. And I can picture the moment it was found just as clearly as if it was yesterday. The other incident was not yesterday, but it was Friday. And the first one was at a camp setting, and I had the key to the dorm that the boys were staying in. And we were under a tornado warning, and I had the responsibility of securing the dorm and making sure all the boys were out of it and into the basement of the camp lodge. And I left the dorm and was heading back to the lodge to be safe with everybody else. I dropped the key in the mulch pathway. And once the storm was clear, we went back and I could not find it. And just as the story of the lost sheep, the lost coin, I called everybody that could help to come look. I had a general area, and it would not be found. Fortunately, the camp keeps spare keys on hand. And we were able to get in the dorm, but I worried about that all night. That anxiety I deal with was on high, as I didn't want to be the one responsible to put all of this burden on someone else to make sure the cabin was locked and unlocked, when that was really my responsibility. So the next morning I was up early and just sitting out there. I had looked and looked, and I just sat down and prayed. I talked to God. I expressed my frustration, my concern, my unwillingness to make others suffer for my carelessness. And as I prayed and was finishing up my prayer time, I looked down and the key is sitting there between my feet. It was like, wow, I went and told everybody this incredible news. That which was lost was found. It was as if the Bible stories were coming to life. And that's the excitement Jesus wants us to have, because in reality, the Bible stories of transformed lives really do come to life in people like you and me. The transformation of Saul to Paul wasn't an isolated incident. It happens every day, all around the world, as people change from being opposed to God to being His servant. As that change has taken place in our life, we have been set free to tell the good news that it's possible. The other key incident Friday was the key to the tractor I use at church. I'd been busy. We're working on some gas line issues and just a lot of different things going on. And somewhere between the garage and my office, I had dropped it. This time, I didn't really know for sure where. I had taken a couple different paths between the building and the garage, and it could have been on any of those. And I searched everyone. To no avail. And finally, after finishing up work for the day and getting ready to head home and not quite sure what I was going to do about that missing key, I stepped out the back door and just asked God to protect the equipment to give me peace of mind of the anxiety of knowing the key was floating around out there somewhere. And sure enough, there it was, just off the concrete pad in front of me. And this time there really wasn't anyone around to tell the good news, other than I'm telling it now because it was such an incredible thing. And I've lost things that I have never found. So God's not some magic genie that finds all my lost things for me. But I believe every once in a while He gives us these personal illustrations so that we are better equipped to tell the good news, that we're reminded. Not that we're not already equipped. We've had better things happen in our lives than finding keys. God has forgiven our sin. He's cleansed us. He's made us right with Him. That's so much better than finding a key somewhere. And as we gaze into the perfect law that gives freedom, we discover much to be excited about, much to tell people about, much to share with people because of the good news of Jesus. Even in a time of a global crisis, a health crisis, a cultural crisis, any issues that have come up over the last few months that have made life so different than what it was, we have reason to tell the good news. God has carried us through this, perhaps not as we like, perhaps not as we wanted, perhaps we're still struggling in ways that we didn't want to struggle and didn't expect to be struggling in. But we're still here. We're still in relationship with God. We're still trusting Him day by day. And as we gaze into that perfect law of God's Word, we find the freedom to share the good news that there is hope, that this life is temporary at best, but there is a life that's eternal that can be found in Jesus. And so today as we pray, I would encourage you to examine, to do a self-inventory of what God has done in your life. To see what it is that you have to share with others about the good news of Jesus. Oh, it's fun to tell the Bible stories. It's fun to tell stories of what God has done in the lives of others. But how much more exciting, how much more impactful for those that know you to listen, to hear, to see you share the good news of what Jesus has done in your life. In this world of skepticism and cynicism and all of these other schisms, to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and I'm not really calling you a horse, but it's kind of an interesting phrase. But to hear it from someone they know, someone they trust, someone that they can actually see what God has done. What an incredible witness. What an incredible testimony. So let's spend some time this morning praying and talking to God about the good news that He has revealed in our life and has called us to share with others. Father, thank You that You are a God that is good. That even in the midst of a COVID-19 crisis, in the midst of a racial crisis and unrest, in the midst of a nation that's so divided and feels like it's at war with one another, that You continue to do good things in our life. Beginning with Your desire and willingness and ability to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness because of the work of Jesus on the cross. And Father, if that was the only good news that we had, that's more than enough good news to share with others. And yet, Father, I pray that we would truly examine our life for all of the good news that we have, the good that you've done in our life, the way that you've carried us in the midst of our struggles. And that as we've lived through the troubles of this life that Jesus said we would have, that you've always been with us. The good news that we do not have to walk this world, this earth alone. That at just the right times, you have provided reminders of your presence through the people around us, through your Spirit, through nature itself. God, today as I pray, I ask that we would be so overwhelmed by your goodness that we could not help but to share it. That we would not be those that shrink back in fear, but we would be those that are excited about the work that you continue to do in the lives of people. Father, just as we rejoice with one another over the celebrations and the good things in life, may we rejoice with one another over the work that you do, the work of peace, the work of joy, the work of overcoming the struggles of life, the work of overcoming the anxiety that we deal with. The work of calming our spirits. The work of healing. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. All of it that you work within our midst. And the incredible gifts that you give that allow people to do such incredible work. Father, I pray for the good news that we are allowed and encouraged and commanded to share. I pray that we would be faithful in doing so. Oh, Father, if we were to wake up tomorrow morning and discover that this virus had just disappeared, it had something had cause it to shrivel up and be gone overnight. Oh, there would be the skeptics that would say, it can't really be gone. But for the most part, we would be so excited. We would be telling people. We would be sharing that news. We'd be so ready to be out from under this. And Father, as we're washed in the blood of Jesus, we discover that the hold that sin has on us is gone. That something worse than a medical virus has been removed from our life fully. Oh, how much excitement we ought to have in telling others the good news that Jesus saves completely. God, today I continue to pray that this virus would be gone. That the lessons that we've been learning would hold fast in our lives as we encourage one another. I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our communities. I pray that they would hear from not only their parents, but the adults and others around them, the good news of Jesus and how He has helped us through this. But not just helped us through this time of trouble, but has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. That has the power to save them. God, I pray in this time as we schools continue to wrestle with what to do this fall, and parents wrestle with what to do this fall with schooling. I pray for the children that you would protect them emotionally, mentally, spiritually, even as you protect them physically. May we be mindful of the whole child as we make decisions in schools and others make decisions on what to do. Father, may we continue to find ways to encourage and lift up and build and train our children. And may a centerpiece of that training be a freedom to share the good news of Jesus. Father, we've lived with that political freedom here in the United States for so long that we've tended to take it for granted. But even beyond a political freedom, the freedom within our spirit, the desire within our spirit to share the good news ought to grow and grow and grow to where we simply cannot contain it. So God, today, at every opportunity, with gentleness and respect, may we share the good news of what you have done in our life. And in doing so, may we lift up Jesus, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.